One of the most damaging spies in U.S. history is former FBI counterintelligence supervisor Robert Hansen. He was accused of selling secrets to the Soviets and the Russians for more than 10 years before the Bureau caught him last February. As far as the FBI is concerned, that is probably the most embarrassing story contained in a new book about Hansen, The Bureau and the Mole. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports that when it comes to embarrassments in this case, there are many, many more.
The author of The Bureau and the Mole is a Washington Post reporter, David Vise. He's already won a Pulitzer Prize for his work, which is reassuring when you read his book. Otherwise, the story David Vise tells is scarcely believable.
This is a colossal intelligence failure. There's no question that the FBI blew it. This guy could have been stopped in 1990.
That's when, David Vise reports, Robert Hansen's brother-in-law, also an FBI agent, first told the Bureau he suspected Hansen was spying. An FBI spokesman now says the Bureau looked at the charge but found nothing. And David Vise says it's true that in many ways Hansen avoided notice. He was a suburban dad who mortgaged his home to send his five kids to strict parochial schools.
He was home every night for dinner at 5:30. He was at Mass every morning. He went to confession every week.
He belonged to a conservative Catholic lay organization, Opus Dei. He regularly attended the same church as the former FBI director, Louis Free, who resigned earlier this year. Robert Hansen was selling secrets for large cash payments, David Vise writes, but he didn't buy a mansion or fast cars.
There were no noticeable signs in his lifestyle that would have given anyone a reason to suspect him as a spy, other than his relatively brief relationship with the stripper.
Well, there was the stripper. In the same year that his brother-in-law told the Bureau that Robert Hansen might be spying, Hansen began seeing a dancer at a downtown Washington girly club. He boasted to the woman of his own solid family and religious life and told her he wanted to save her soul. He bought her gifts, including a Mercedes-Benz. He gave her an American Express credit card, which he was billed for. He took her with him on an FBI assignment to Hong Kong. And had anyone gotten curious about Robert Hansen, there was more to come. Much more.
Robert Hansen secretly posted stories about himself and his wife, as well as sexual fantasies, on various websites, including one called MyHotWife.com.
You say secretly he was posting these fantasies. I read in your book, and I thought, well, you know, people on the Internet, how are you going to find them? They use all kinds of phony names and things. His name was Hansen. He's using his own name.
He used his own name. He used his wife's name in some of these Internet postings.
And not just his name. He used his own email address as well. For a usually very cautious master spy, Robert Hansen seemed to have made some public mistakes. The Bureau missed them.
I think that a fundamental flaw in the Bureau's efforts to track possible spies is that in 25 years of working at the Bureau, this man was never administered a polygraph test. And you could say there's a trail. The Bureau ought to have found this information on the Internet.
A trail? There's a superhighway, for God's sakes. They had his name.
Well, you have a point. He was out there. He was a risk taker. And we have in the Bureau and the Mole, as you know, an appendix called The Sexual Fantasies of a Spy. That entire section of the book actually was written by Robert Hansen.
It's these emails that he was posting. And he wasn't content to merely post emails. Can you just describe, as you did in the book, what happened with his best friend, who would occasionally come and stay at the Hansen house for a few days when he was on a business trip here and there.
Robert Hansen did something that blew my mind. He invited his friend, Jack Hoshower, to secretly watch while Hansen and his wife, Bonnie, had sex in their own bedroom.
And secret, I may interject, because Mrs. Hansen had no idea this was
going on. Bonnie Hansen had no idea any of this was going on. It began when Jack was in Vietnam, and Bob Hansen first sent naked photos of his wife to Jack in Vietnam. And Jack said, hey, this must be a mistake. You didn't mean to send these to me. And one thing led to another, and eventually Hansen installed a closed-circuit video system in his house, and he put a camera in his bedroom, and when Jack Hoshower came to visit, Jack sat in another part of the house and watched on a monitor as Bob Hansen and Bonnie Hansen engaged in sexual activity. And it is, I think, an indication of Hansen's need to prove his manhood.
You write in your book that Bonnie Hansen still stands by her husband. She knows this and still stands. She's faithful to him, believes in him, and visits him in prison.
Bonnie Hansen is the most loyal spouse imaginable. She visits him every week in prison. She prays daily for his soul. And to their children, she has said, I don't want to hear anything about questions of sexual infidelity. I don't want to hear anything about questions of pornography. Perhaps when it comes to the espionage piece of this, he was framed. And as for the rest of this, he was a good husband and a good father.
David Weiss, you've been a reporter for a long time. How did you get this material out of these people? It is astounding.
I think the family and closest friends of Robert Hansen were really shaken up by what occurred. They knew that he had been the most prolific spy ever. They were shocked by what happened. And I approached them and promised to write a book that would be fair and accurate. I said, you may not like everything that's in here, but I promise you it will be fair and it will be accurate. And they trusted me. I will guarantee you, I didn't have to exaggerate or put any helium into anything here. If I made this story up, no one would believe it.
Robert Hansen was only caught after the FBI got a huge case file from Russian intelligence that proved there was a mole somewhere in U.S. intelligence. This last July, Hansen pleaded guilty to spying on the condition that the government not seek the death penalty against him. He's still telling investigators what happened. He's due to be sentenced for his crimes in May. David Weiss's book about Robert Hansen is The Bureau and the Mole. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.